Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the Enercraft KX2 front panel and connectors. With the front panel facing you, most of the connectors are on the left hand side, and the antenna socket, which is a BNC, is on the right hand side. But I'll cover the sockets on the left hand side after dealing with the front panel. The top half of the front panel is almost completely filled with the LCD display and is covered by a plastic shield, and there's a screw in each corner of the plastic shield. The main tuning knob is below and just to the right of centre. I'm going to deal with the controls first, those to the left of the main tuning knob, and after that those to the right. Also, all the knobs and buttons have at least two functions. And so first I'm going to go through all the buttons and knobs with their main function. That is what happens, for example, when you just press the button quickly. And then I'll deal with the secondary functions, which you get by holding the button in for at least half a second. So a long push. So if we go to the left-hand side, the lower half of the front panel, there is a horizontal row of five buttons across the bottom. Above that row are two rotary knobs. The left-hand knob is AF, so the AF gain control. The right-hand knob is the keyer speed or the microphone gain. Let's go back down to those buttons across the bottom. The very left-hand one turns the preamp on and off. To the right of that is the filter button. If you quickly press it, then what it does depends on which mode you're in. If you're in FM mode, then it assigns the AF volume control knob to squelch. In all other modes, adjusting then the AF gain control will adjust the filter width, and adjusting the keyer mic control will move the filter to the left or the right, so lower or higher in frequency. If you don't like the settings, then if you just press in very quickly the AF gain control, it will normalize the filters, and hit the filter button again to exit the filter adjust mode. The button to the right of the filter button is the ATU button. To the right of that is the transmit button. If you press it, you put the KX2 into transmit. And to the right of that is the rate button. Hitting this can change the tuning rate between 10 or 100 Hz per step. Above the rate button is the message button, which will play back a recorded message. And above that is the data button, which will select a data sub mode. Now I'm going to move to the right of the tuning knob, and there are three horizontal buttons at the bottom. And the left-hand one of these is A stroke B, which will swap the A and B VFOs. Above this button is the band button. If you quickly hit this, it puts you in band change mode, and you can rotate the tuning knob to move up or down through the bands. Though you can also change bands by doing a direct frequency entry or by recalling a memory. Above that is the mode button, and pressing that quickly will change the mode. Now if we go back down to the bottom to that A stroke B button, which swaps VFO A and B, to the right of that is RIT, Receiver Incremental Tune, and to the right of that is the display button, and pressing that can change what is shown on the display, normally VFO B, but each time you hit it, it can change to display other information. Above the RIT and the display button is a rotary knob. This knob can have several functions. Normally it's used to tune VFOB. It can also be used to change the offset, and it's also used to select menu items when you're in menu selection mode. Now let's go to the left-hand side again, to those two rotary controls, the AF gain control and the keyer and mic gain control. First of all, the AF gain control. If you press it in quickly, it changes the function to monitor, and you can adjust the monitor level so that you hear your own transmission in your headphones or loudspeaker, or if you're in CW mode, a quick press will turn on the side tone. If you hold this switch in for half a second, it will turn on or off the noise blanker. To the right of that, as we know, is the key of speed and mic gain control. If you press it in very quickly in CW mode, it will turn on the spot for CW tuning. If you hold it in for at least half a second and then release it, then you can then use this knob to adjust the transmit power. Now let's go back down to that horizontal row of buttons, which start at the bottom left of the front panel. The first one was the preamp, but if you hold it in for half a second or longer and then release it, it will turn on or off noise reduction. The filter button to the right of that, if you hold it in for half a second or longer and then release it, it will turn on the auto peak filter for CW mode, or in other modes, it will turn on the auto notch. To the right of that was the ATU button. If you press this in for at least half a second, it will select the programmable function which you can set up in the menus. To the right of that was the transmit button, and if you press that in and hold it for half a second and then release it, it will put the KX2 into tune mode, and so will transmit at low power so that you can adjust your antenna matching. To the right of that was the rate button, and if you hold it in and then for half a second or longer and then release it, you're in frequency entry mode. You can then use some of the buttons as number buttons to enter a frequency, and I'll cover those in a short time. Above the rate button was the message button. If you hold it in for longer than half a second and release it, you can record a message. Above that was the data button. If you hold that in for longer than half a second and release it, you're in text decode mode. Now, if we move to the right of the tuning knob, at the bottom, there is a horizontal row of three buttons. The left-hand one of these was swap the A and B VFOs. If you hold it in for half a second and release it, it will copy VFO A to VFO B. Above this button was the band button. If you hold this in and release it after half a second, it will store a frequency into memories. Above that was the mode button, and if you hold that in for half a second and then release it, it will recall a memory. Holding this button in for at least 3 seconds can turn on scan mode, but you need to have set up VFO A and VFO B to your scan limits before starting scanning. If we go back down to the bottom again, to that A stroke B button, to the right of that was the RIT button, and if you hold it in for half a second and release it, it turns on split mode, where you receive on VFO A and transmit on VFO B. To the right of that was the display button. If you hold this in for at least half a second, then it will turn on menu modes, and you can select menus with the rotary control above these buttons. And then you can change values in these menu entries using the main tuning knob. Now let's look at how we can enter a frequency for the KX3 to jump to rather than using the band change button and main tuning knob. On the left hand side at the bottom was that horizontal row of buttons. And if we go along the fifth button across, which is the last one before the main tuning knob, was the rate button. And if we held this in for longer than a half a second, it was in frequency entry mode. And we can then use some of the buttons to enter different numbers. Starting with 0, if you quickly press the AF gain control, it's 0. And then if we go to that horizontal row of buttons at the bottom, the left-hand one, which was preamp, if we hit that, it's 1. To the right of that is 2. To the right of that, 3. To the right of that, 4. And then if we hit the Kia speed stroke mic gain button, it's 5. To the right of the main tuning knob, the A stroke B button is 6. To the right of that, the RIT is 7. The display button is 8. And the rotary knob above those buttons is 9. If you want to enter a point, then you hit the mode button. And when you finish the frequency entry, you hit the band button, and the KX2 will jump to that frequency. Now let's look at those connectors on the left-hand side of the KX2. With the front panel facing you, if you now rotate it so the left-hand side is facing you, then at the top, towards the left, is the main power socket, which needs 9 to 15 volts DC. If you go slightly to the right of the main power socket and come down, you'll come to the ACC accessory socket, and below that, the key socket. And if you keep going further down, you'll come to the phones or amplified speaker socket. And below that is the mic socket. And that concludes the sockets on the left-hand side of the KX2. On the right-hand side, there's only one connector. It's an SMA connector for the antenna. On the bottom of the KX2, there's a special connection which can be used for the KX2 CW Morse key. I don't actually own a KX2, and so I can't guarantee there are no mistakes in this walk around, but I've done my best. And with that, that concludes the walk around of the Elecraft KX2 front panel and connectors.